Facebook Showdown!
It's time once again for Facebook Showdown. Real stupid drama and arguments. People start on Facebook and social media that we, the Showdown players, reenact like a twisted soap opera. Welcome back, Kix Afternoon host Rick Moyer and former Kix 95.3 Morning Show host Logan.
Hello.
Good morning.
To the Showdown.
Oh, we both said it. Is this all right?
And that's Kyle Polly.
You can be Logan. It's fine. And
he said both of us in one breath.
And, all right, you two, stop it. And Kyle Polly also is back once again.
Yeah, I'm over here somewhere.
Wendy is complaining about how her neighbors are the reason for her big ant problem. We're talking the insect, not
the lady?
Not your mother's sister.
But are they like big ants or little ants?
We'll get there.
It doesn't really get specific.
And there's no uncles involved.
No uncles?
No uncles,
oh,
yes.
Gotcha. Okay. I was like, what does that have to do with ants?
At any rate, she's complaining that her neighbors are the reason for her big ant problem. The post takes a weird turn when a friend of the neighbors starts picking a fight with her. The post gets explosive and then deleted. Luckily, we have the screenshots. All right, Logan, you will be Wendy. I will be Brendan. Rick, you are Arnold. Oh. And Kyle is Kenneth.
So
in this
Kenneth.
Episode of Facebook Showdown entitled Got Ants? And begin scene.
My neighbor is the reason I have ants. It's not my fault, like some of you keep saying. You have a problem with how I clean my house? Well, then say it to my face. Quit talking about me behind my back. You have the ant problem, not me.
Who's saying you got ants?
My dumbass neighbors, that's who. They're a bunch of lazy potheads. Never clean up. Sometimes I can smell their trash from my living room. They had the nerve to go on our neighborhood Facebook page and say, I gave them ants. Even their cat is an a-hole.
You've got ants because you leave your food out all the time. You gotta put it away as soon as you're done. Your neighbor's not the reason you have ants. You have ants because you are a slob.
Who in the F are you, Brendan? I've never even met you, and you've never even seen my kitchen. You are clearly friends with my neighbors. Stop butting in before my boyfriend kicks your ass. He knows judo, biatch.
Hey, why don't you get the hell off this chat, Brendan? I can see what you're doing. You're probably their drug dealer. Leave Wendy alone. Her boyfriend does know judo, and he's tougher than a $2 steak. I'd maybe stand down before you get taken down.
Ooh, I'm so scared of your loser boyfriend doing his fake judo on me. As for you, Arnold, bro, your friend Wendy has ants and is a slob. Deal with it. She wants to blame it on my friends, and they did nothing wrong. Y'all messing with the Crimson Crew. Believe me, you keep talking crap, ants in your kitchen will be the least of your concerns.
If Wendy's boyfriend knows judo, maybe he can get rid of the ants by doing some judo chops on them. It's cheaper than pest control.
Ha! That's hilarious, Kenneth. Yeah, Wendy, if your boyfriend is such a judo expert, why doesn't he karate kick the ants out of your kitchen? Do you even have a boyfriend? I bet you're lying about that, just like you're lying about the ants. Leave my friends alone. Hashtag Crimson Crew for life.
The Crimson Crew? What, y'all on your periods or something? That's the stupidest name I've ever heard. We are not intimidated. Bring it on, biatches. Better bring a weapon. We're ready.
And end scene. By the way, that post was then deleted.
I'm just going to go out and say this. There is 1,000% chance they live in a trailer park.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah. That's what I was so thinking of the whole time, too.
You smell like, the garbage from the front.
Drug dealers have
smells like hot dogs and macaroni cheese.
He's a pot dealer.
With a
and they've got like
meth.
A little West Side Story Crimson Crew versus the Judo Kings or something.
Next up, the Karate Kid.
What is this? The Cobra Kai trailer park?
Yeah.
Facebook Showdown!